son, but I can't take you this week. I'm too busy.
Oh, you don't have to take me. Me and Tommy are going fishing in the park.
Well, there aren't any fish in the park.
There is now. They just put some big ones in the fountain over there. I hope Ma knows how to cook goldfish, because that's what we're having for dinner.
Dennis! Dennis! I'm back here!
I see where Finch is having his big contest again this year.
Yes, he was putting up the signs yesterday. He says there'll be a winner by the end of the week.
Says here, annual fall customer drive. Fabulous prizes. 5 minutes of free shopping for the 50,000th customer to walk through our doors.
50,000 people are going to walk through the drugstore? Boy, it sure will be crowded.
They won't all be there at the same time, Dennis.
No, son. It means all of the customers that have shopped at the store during the year. The 50,000th customer going through the door will win the contest.
Oh, you mean like last year, huh?
That's right.
You know what I'd do if I won? I'd head right for that perfume counter. Ooh.
First thing I'd go for is the pipe display. Finch has a set of match briars down there that cost $100.
I know what I'd pick out if I won. But I guess nobody could carry a whole soda fountain, though.
I'll bet you'd sure try, though.
I thought sure you were going to win last year, Dad. You went in that drugstore about 40 times a day.
At least.
It cost me a fortune, too. That rule of Finch's is a dandy. During the contest, no one can come into the store without making a purchase.
I wonder who the winner will be this year.
I'll tell you who's going to be the winner this year, your husband, George Wilson.
I hope so, dear. I do wish you luck.
Well, luck has nothing to do with it, Martha. Now, winning that contest is purely a mathematical problem.
Uh-huh.
Well, all you have to do is find out the hour and the day that the 49,999th customer will walk into Finch's drugstore. Then you just walk right in behind him.
Isn't that what you tried to do last year?
Well, last year I didn't have enough figures to work with. But this year I've got everything I need.
My goodness, you do have a lot of figures.
Oh, yes. You see, right here, the figures for the average number of customers per day for last year. All this is for the year before. Right here, these are the figures for this year up to date.
Well, how do you get all this information?
Well, never you mind, my dear. I have help.
You mean you've been paying out money for this?
Oh, now, my dear, I know what I'm doing. Besides, the little I'm paying will be more than compensated for when I win. Well, I better make my total for this year's averages.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. Hi, Mr. Wilson. What's doing, Mr. Wilson? Adding something?
I was about to take my total when you came barging in.
Hey, I know how to take a total. Dad always lets me do that. Here, I'll help you.
Dennis! That's not the total. You punched the repeat sheet. Martha, we have got to keep that patio door locked.
He didn't mean any harm, dear. Dennis, Mr. Wilson's very busy now. He's working on that contest of Mr. Finch's.
Boy, I remember he was doing that last year, huh, Mrs. Wilson?
Yes, dear.
And where are you going, Mr. Wilson?
Martha, I will finish my computations later tonight after dinner.
All right, dear.
Besides, I want to go down to the drugstore anyway and check my figures. Might as well do it now.
Swell, Mr. Wilson. I'll go down to the drugstore with you.
Dennis, I don't want you going down to the drugstore with me. I want to go down to the drugstore by myself. Now, is that clear?
George.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Wilson. If you don't want me to go, that's all right.
Well, thanks a lot.
You go ahead by yourself. I'll take a shortcut and meet you down there. Bye.
You're watching TV Land's Sunday Best. Stay tuned.
Hello, Billy. How many so far today?
72.
Huh. Yes, that tallies perfectly with my advance percentage rises. Well, you keep up the good work. I'll check with you later, Billy. Oh, no.
Who's that, Mr. Wilson? Friend of yours?
Oh, never mind. Sweet sake. Now, Dennis, don't you touch anything unless you want to buy it.
Oh, I want to buy everything, Mr. Wilson, but I haven't got any money.
Well, George, what can I sell you today?
Oh, well, I just came in to look over your merchandise, Lawrence. Do you have anything fit to buy? Oh, Nice looking movie camera. Is it any good?
You know why I don't carry anything but the best? That's the latest thing.
How do I live, Mr. Wilson?
Ridiculous.
Guaranteed, I suppose.
Against everything but stupidity at $195.50, that's the best camera buy in town.
Good. I'll put it on my list. List? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm making a list of all the things I'm going to pick out when I win my 5 minutes of free shopping. That'll be the day.
Well, Mrs. Elkins, have you decided?
Yes. Will you please charge this lipstick for me, Mr. Finch?
Hi, Mrs. Elkins.
Oh, hello. Dennis.
Here with Mother and Daddy?
No, I'm with Mr. Wilson.
Oh.
Here you are, Mrs. Elkins. Come back often. You may be the winner.
Oh, no. Mr. Wilson's going to win this year.
Oh, really?
Well, I think there's very little likelihood of that, Dennis.
When you talk fast like that, Mrs. Elkins, does it ever cut your mouth?
Cut my mouth? What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Wilson says you have the sharpest tongue in town. So doesn't it cut your mouth when you talk fast?
He said that, did he?
Oh, well, I didn't really mean that, Mrs. Elkins. It was just a little joke.
A joke, was it? Well, besides having no manners, whatever, I can see that you have no sense of humor. Good day.
You loved her all right. I guess her tongue did cut her mouth.
No manners, no sense of humor. How dare she say a thing like that?
I think she's a fine judge of character, George.
By Jingo Finch, you're going to regret this. I am going to be your 50,000th customer, and I am going to clean you out.
Hi, Dad. Can you and Mom come over to Mr. Wilson's right away? He wants you to help him.
What do you mean, help him?
It's something very important. And here's what he wants to borrow, Mom. I'll tell him you'll be right over.
Borrow? What's he want to borrow?
Your box camera, 2 pipes, 6 empty perfume bottles, and a sun lamp.
You don't suppose all the brain work Mr. Wilson's been doing has blown one of his fuses, do you?
Once I win, now the big problem is, how much can I pick up and carry out in 5 minutes, right?
That's right.
But that's if you win, dear. The chances are 1 in 1,000,000 that you can.
Oh, now, Martha, I told you 12 times. With my figures, I know exactly.
All right, dear, all right.
Where do these go, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, they go over there on the camera counter, Dennis. Those are an $80 pair of binoculars.
They are? Gee, they look like a 4-cent pair of empty bottles to me.
Yeah. Well, they're just taking the place of the binoculars, Dennis. Oh, here. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What? This here's the key place to play star, all right.
Dennis, come on over here with me.
Boy, you've really got this fixed up like Finch's, haven't you?
I certainly have, Mitchell. As close as I could get it. I was down there twice today measuring distances, starting at the front door.
Oh, that's this, huh?
Yeah, right where I'm standing. Then it's 3 steps to the tobacco counter, and then down here is the costume jewelry counter.
Give me some earrings, dear, some nice earrings.
Then the next stop is the camera counter. That's for the movie camera. And then down here is the vitamin shelf. Oh, I'll murder Finch of the vitamin shelf. Then the next stop... Well, now, wait a minute. What am I talking about? Now... Here, why don't you hold the watch on me and I'll take a run through?
Oh, sure, okay.
Know how to operate a stopwatch? I bought that just to win this contest with.
What?
He's so serious about this. I think it's just ridiculous. Men are always so serious. And the sillier it gets, the more serious they are.
Are you ready, Mr. Wilson?
I'm all ready.
Wait, I know who'd like to see this. I'll get him.
Get ready, set, go!
Movie camera!
Hope I I haven't broken any of the stuff I borrowed from... Oh, great Scott!
What is it?
Oh, your pipe. I must have stepped on it.
That's all right, of course.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I'll replace it, Mitchell. I insist.
Oh, forget it, Mr. Wilson. It's nothing.
Nothing? Dad, that's a swell pipe I got you for Christmas. It cost $2.
Don't worry, dear. Mr. Wilson will get a new one for your dad.
I most certainly will. I'll tell you what, Mitchell, you can have your choice. I'll either pay you $2 in cash now, or if you want to wait till I win the contest, I'll pick you out a $10 pipe.
Well, if you insist.
Oh, I do. Well, what's it to be? $2 in cash now or a $10 pipe when I win?
Well, call me a fool, Mr. Wilson, but I'll take the $2 cash.
Don't you want to come to the drugstore with us, dear? As the week goes along, the crowds get bigger every day.
Well, they're just wasting their time there today, Martha. My figures prove conclusively that the 50,000th customer will walk into Finch's drugstore tomorrow at precisely 3:27 p.m.
Are you coming with us, Dennis?
No, I'm going tomorrow with Mr. Wilson. He promised to get a football for me when he wins.
That's the spirit, Dennis. You want to see the triumph of the scientific approach, don't you?
No, I just want a football.
We're going. And if I should win, I'll pick up that movie camera you want.
Oh, you do that. Well, now, I'd better check through these figures just once more to make sure there's no margin for error.
Can I help you?
I'll manage, thanks. Oh, Dennis, bring me my tobacco pouch, will you? It's on the coffee table.
Sure, Mr. Wilson. Here you are.
Thank you. Oh, fiddle-faddle, there's not a shred left.
Would you like some bubblegum instead?
No, thanks. No, I'll have to go down to the drugstore after all.
But tomorrow's the day you're going to win.
I know, but I've got to have some tobacco, and I'd sort of enjoy giving Finch the needle, too.
Does Mr. Finch do a lot of sewing?
I mean, I'd like to tell him how I'm going to clean out his store tomorrow. You know, make him nervous.
Gee, that sounds like fun.
Apparently, Dennis, you and I are beginning to think very much alike.
Thank you, Mr. Finch. Why, George, what are you doing here? Did you find an error in your calculations, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, no, Alice, no. I just dropped in for some tobacco.
And to make Mr. Finch nervous.
Well, what am I supposed to be nervous about, George?
Well, because you are looking at the winner who is going to walk out of this store tomorrow with your best merchandise.
Oh, don't start that all over again. Your chances are no better than anybody else's.
We'll see, Lawrence. We'll see. Why, I've got my figures worked out to the last decimal. What's more, I've got a map of your store right up here. I've memorized the whole layout. Why, I can pick up anything I want in a matter of seconds.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Now, for instance, I know without even looking that your matched set of briar pipes are on the counter on my left. All I have to do is reach out and pick up the... yo-yos. But Monday, you had pipes here.
There's no law against my changing my stock around.
Well, where are the pipes? Where did you put the pipes? Why, great Scott, it'd take a mountain goat to reach them there.
I know. Not many mountain goats shop here.
And the movie cameras. You moved them... Why, they were always there before. Great Scott. Why, you've moved everything around. Why, the whole layout's different.
I know, and it wasn't easy.
I guess we'll have to start all over again, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, you crook. Then all the time I spent preparing my map completely wasted.
Well, dear, back to the drawing board.
What time is it now, Mr. Wilson?
3:22, 5 minutes to 0 hour.
Boy, this is exciting. You won't forget my football, will you, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, I won't overlook anything. Finch thought he could foil me by putting the things I wanted on high shelves. Well, I'm ready for him. Oh, dear. Oh, this won't do.
Let's see, there's still more than 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
We're getting much too close to the door. Pardon me, sir. Would you care to step ahead of me?
Okay, don't care if I do.
Thank you. And you two, madam, just follow right along with your husband.
That's not my husband. I never saw him before.
Oh, I will apologize.
No need to. You should see the one I really got.
Well, I'm sure that he's quite anxious for you to get home to him as quickly as you can. Now, just please step ahead of me, if you would.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Now, that is better. See, my calculations call for me to go through that door at 3:27 and not a second sooner.
You'll do it, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, you bet I will.
Oh, dear, we're moving too fast again. Would you like to move up a space?
Sure, why not?
One, two, three, four people ahead of me.
Is that good, Mr. Wilson?
Well, it's not quite good enough. But if I drop back one space, that'll be perfect. Excuse me, would you care to... Oh, hello, Mrs. Elkins.
How do you do, Mr. Wilson?
Would you care to take my place in line?
You're offering to let me take your place?
Please do.
Why?
Well, you see...
Mr. Wilson's figured out.
I'm simply acting on the principle of ladies first, that's all.
Break it up, break it up.
You're holding everybody up.
Yeah, keep the line moving.
Please step ahead of me. We're not being fair to the others.
You're the one who's causing the trouble.
For heaven's sake, will somebody go on in?
Okay, lady, I'll go in.
As just...
Oh, no, not you.
I'm surprised too, Mr. Finch.
Well, there's no getting around it. You're the winner. Here's the key.
But the door's wide open, Mr. Finch. Haven't you seen the people going in?
Well, the winner always gets the key. It means you can go in and shop around for 5 minutes free.
Oh, boy. Come in and watch me shop, Mr. Wilson.
No, thanks, Dennis. I think I'll just go on home.
All right, come along, Dennis. Now, Dennis, you understand the rules. You're entitled to as much merchandise as you can gather up and carry out in 5 minutes.
Can I start now?
No, I'll tell you when. You know, maybe it's just as lucky that you won after all. You're too small to carry out much stuff.
I'll sure try.
All right, Dennis. I'm ready to time it. Go.
Oh, he really should take out smaller things than that.
Yeah, and it's about all he can carry.
Well, let him do it his way. What are you doing?
I'm going to put the things I want in the hammock, and then I can carry the hammock out.
Oh, no, 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 that's not fair.
Why not? Your rule says he gets all he can carry, not how he has to carry it.
Yeah, you're just sore because the kid outsmarted you.
And if you try to stop him, you're going to lose a lot of customers.
All right. All right. Go ahead, Dennis. Go ahead.
Taking movies with my new camera or smoking my new briar pipe. Instead, I just sit here while Dennis reaps the benefits of all my plans.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, dear.
We should have stayed at the drugstore, Mr. Wilson. I had a swell time.
Yes, I can imagine.
Look at the football I got. It's the best one Mr. Finch had.
It's a lovely football, isn't it, dear?
It's charming.
And I got jigsaw puzzles and jelly beans and a hammock and all kinds of other stuff.
Bully for you.
And I got powder and perfume and all the things that Mom and Dad wanted.
You're a good boy, Dennis, isn't he, dear?
Fine, fine.
And I got some more stuff outside. Come on, Mr. Wilson. Let me show you.
Some other time, Dennis.
Please, Mr. Wilson, I want you to see him now.
Go on, dear. Don't spoil his fun.
Oh, all right. Never let it be said that I'm a bad loser.
There they are, Mr. Wilson. All for you.
For me?
I put put them out here so you'd be surprised. Are you?
Why, Dennis, you got these for me?
Yeah, there's the movie camera you wanted, and the binoculars, and a pipe, and a lot of your favorite tobacco.
Oh,
those are for Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, dear. They're lovely.
You should have seen me get that camera off the top shelf. I started to climb right up the wall, and Mr. Finch got real upset.
Why, Dennis, I had no idea you'd do this.
Jeepers, I wouldn't have gotten anything if it hadn't been for you.
Well, yes.
And besides, you're my very best friend.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Thank you so very much.
Gee, it must be great being able to figure out things the way you do.
Well, now, I don't know, Dennis. Sometimes the things you don't figure out turn out even better.
The Best of Dennis the Menace continues on TV Land's Sunday Best. This classic episode is famous for Dennis's truly inventive efforts to help out poor Mr. Wilson. See it next.